Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has. In the Quran, inside the Quran, Allah has mentioned about the takhliq, the creation of the human being. And Allah has mentioned the reason behind the creation of the human being. That why did I create the human beings? خَلَقَ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ لَا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. That this makhluk, the creation that I sent to the earth, jinn and insan, they have one objective, to worship Allah. To worship Allah. So my brothers, we are revising this lesson. We are going back through this lesson because in the world we forget things, isn't it? So we are grateful to Allah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has given us such majalis, such gatherings, where He has given us the ability to sit in these majalis. And through these gatherings we go through our sabak, our lesson of life. So what I'm not saying is that this every day we should have speeches and tafsir, Quran and technical lugha, etc. No, the real actual objective is preparation for the akhirah, the test that Allah Ta'ala has given to us, the examination that Allah Ta'ala has given to us, that we need to keep on solidifying and making robust our lesson. You know, the student that you have studied, I've studied, and before the examination he repeatedly revises, memorizes, repeats. Because if this question comes up, then straight away I'll give the answer for it. So these majalis, these are for repetition. Repetition. So we sit down, we keep repeating. Time and time again listen. Time and time again understand. Time and time again listen. Time and time again understand. And after listening, then be grateful. Shukr. Allah is not making us listen to songs. He's not making us listen to immodest things. Rather, the examination and hereafter, Allah is making us prepare for it. Revise for it. Then a person will appreciate what he said. If we listen, oh, it's a speech, oh, I've got to hear it again, I've heard this before. No. No, change your mentality. Change your approach. Change your thinking. I'm going to the majlis, I'm going to hear good words, they're going to be repeated to me. And this is the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a tariqah. If this is Allah's method, then there must be a method and a benefit. When a person's down, it's the same words. But when he hears those same words, the battery powers up. So Allah has prepared this, alhamdulillah. And our brothers, they also prepare a bit more than they record. There's recordings on the sites. They have sites with their names. And our colleagues, they do this work. MashaAllah, they're doing very good work with the deen. So benefit from that. Not just that you've heard here, rather remember what I'm telling you now. That when you keep on listening to yourself, every day keep on listening to a bayan, that this is Hazrat Sahib's bayan I've heard today. These are points to prepare for thereafter. Oh, I've heard it before, it's gone that day. Today book's been published, oh, we keep on listening to the bayan. No. No, behind every action, your wasila, Allah has given you an intermediary, Allah has given you a means to hidayah guidance, then grab hold of every resource attached. And every day you will see a new benefit from that resource. But shaitan's waswasa, they keep on changing. And he'll put a certain thought in your mind, a certain thinking, influence. No, don't listen to him. So when you hear some things from before, words, you got a solution, you got a cure, for example. That after going, he'll inject you with another thought. Then what will you do? It's not the same majlis. So for that, listen to that bayan again, and Allah will give you a cure from the same bayan that cured you in a different way. It's the same bayan, same discussion, and have this experience. Go through this experience. Allah will give you another cure, another remedy. So Allah Ta'ala arranges Himself these gatherings. It's not in my mind, nor do I have time. I don't have understanding that I prepare and keep on playing. I'll make a site and then preparing for that site. And MashaAllah, it's a very technical site. Very great people have worked on this site. MashaAllah, they have intellectual, they've spent their time professional, but they're on great high status, but they've taken out their time. They do this work of the deen. Who puts this? Allah instills this in their heart. You don't know, I didn't say anything to them. With their desire, keenness, passion all night long, they sit down and do the work, and their offices in their fields, they're high up. And when the people see the site, who are these people who have designed this site? I said, I don't know myself. Subhanallah, that Allah Ta'ala has put that technical knowledge in their minds. If we don't benefit then, Still, we know full well that I don't want fame, I don't want status, I don't have no desire, I have a website, my name spreads around the world, etc. You know how I am, that's my nature. I don't have no need for this, attention. I forget, what did I say before, what didn't I say? So, I have no link with this. So why is all this there? Why is Allah Ta'ala prepare this? For this reason, that us monkey ape people, we forget the deen. We run around in the dunya, then we become donkeys again. In Punjabi, there's an example, your donkey is still a donkey. You hear everything. After that, this ajeeb, beautiful saying, that he's still a donkey. After listening and learning, no problem. Allah Ta'ala has prepared a beautiful solution. So now, coming back to the point, I was talking about ibadat, worship, I went a bit off the subject. So coming back to the subject, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why has He created us? Everyone knows the objective. So we're repeating now again. It's not that you don't know. You've heard it before. And look at the points Allah will extract from this discussion today. So brothers, why has Allah ta'ala created us? Ibadah. Do we do ibadah? Do we worship Him? Oh, I don't get time. I've got my shop to run. I've got to drive a taxi business. I've got to do this action. I've got to do that occupation. And this is not the objective. From morning, 24 hours. If we analyze our time, the objective Allah created for, how much have we spent time doing that? And the waste of time, nonsense that Allah Ta'ala hasn't given to us as a function, how much are we spending on that time? Do you understand what I'm saying? So, this is the point that we need to trust and understand what Allah Ta'ala is saying. Tell me now. Tell me. Allah Ta'ala created us for ibadah. And most of our time is being spent in wasteful discussion. So where's the objective there? Benefit. The time is passing. Life is passing. Now we're sitting today. One day our life will be cut. The time will finish. If I was 60 years old, then one day I will pass away. But we don't accept that we're going to pass away. Will we accept? No. We don't understand. One day when life will pass, finish, it will not come back. Oh, that salah will not come back, ibadah won't come back, nothing, life will be gone. It's written, this man, his life is with, he's got this many days left, these many days left, these many hours left, this much time left. Just like wealth is being used or wasted or spent in the same way today, 24 hours that have passed before now, who gave us this time? Allah gave us this time. He gave us the tasks. He gives the duty. Allah said, I created you for ibadah. What did you do for the past 24 hours? No, I didn't do ibadah, Allah. You made me for something else, for this A, B, C, D. Allah Ta'ala then, a special karam, grace of His, is that from His ibadat, He selected that for us, and He gave us some ibadah, some actions and deeds that do these, say subhanallah, subhanallah. So Allah's karam, Allah's blessings, which ibadah should we do? Allah, what shall I do? How shall I remember? Worship Allah. Allah says, I'll tell you, I'll define to you, explain to you. Allah gave us life, 70, 80 years for example. So the ibadah we should perform according to that time, we should have mounds and mountains of ibadah. This is no, I'll give you 4 ibadahs. 4 deeds, say subhanallah. Not too many. Which ones are these? Salah, prayer, fasting, sawm, hajj, the pilgrimage, and sufi zab. What's the next one? Zakah, the compulsory charity. These are the 4 compulsory actions. How much life has Allah given to us? How many years, decades? But we have to perform these 4 tasks during our life, Allah says. Salah, fasting, hajj, and zakah. Now in this, Allah has also given us a reduction. I say, okay, I'll give you a shortcut. I'll give you less. Okay, in the year, fasting will come once a year. Okay, I'll give to you once a year fasting, okay? After how long does it come? After a year, the fasting month comes. Fasting, if it comes every day, then what would we do? But it comes after a year. Okay, that's fine. Okay, yeah, ibadah. Maybe a little bit severe for some people. So hajj. Hajj, Allah says, in once in the life, Allahu Akbar, just once. That's enough, Allah says. Don't run around knocking yourself. Once is enough if you can do it. It will be a proper hajj. Allah says, Allah knows if you do one hajj, then a successful hajj. Allah knows. One hajj is the sufficient amount. Then we ask, why do the friends of Allah kept on going time and time again? So the example came to mind. Why did they go time and time again? They had already performed the one minimum compulsory hajj. So they used to go time and time again, not for hajj, but they used to go to quench their thirst. Because the Kaaba, they used to see something there. We go, we look at the Ghumbad Sharif, they saw hundreds of tajalliyat of Ghumbad Khizra. Yes, the green dome, they would look there regularly, consistently. After that, we look at the walls, they kept on looking at the walls. So those things, the attraction, the pull, not that they hadn't completed Hajj, it was a thirst, and to quench their thirst, they'd go time and time again. Yes, we don't have thirst, but we go, we don't have the thirst. So, zakat, Allah Ta'ala also made that a minor man. If you got money, then just take this much out from. So what's left? Salah, prayer, namaz. Now namaz, salah has a different condition. Say subhanallah. Allah gave it in a beautiful way. Allah Ta'ala gave it directly to His Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Here, take this gift of salah. No, zakat is like this, hajj is like this, here's an order. What salah? Allah invited His Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and here's a present to you from me for your ummah. Now tell me, what a great action must be salah. Direct gift from Allah to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to give to the ummah. What a great action compared to all the other ibadat. And today, what has the ummah done with salah? Salah. Yeah? What has the ummah done? And we say, why we have got problems today, issues, distress. There's nothing, I tell you, a mu'min, from mu'min, the greatest asset a Muslim has is what? Leave all the other ibadat, put them to the side. The markaz, the focal pivotal point is what? Is what? The focal pivotal point stops us. Salah. That's how of a high magnitude is this action. So a center point. The hadith states that Iman after Amanu comes what? The first, greatest, most important, essential deed is what? Say loudly. Salah. Namaz. But if someone in home doesn't pray Salah, will there be barakah at home? Will the children be born good? Will your offspring be good? Upright? Will the arguments go? Will the disputes go? You can say, oh, I want, tell me something to pray, recite, wazifa. But if you leave salah, you'll get zero destruction you will earn. If there's no salah, you know, after iman, the second thing, the most important, essential thing is what? Namaz, salah. If a member of your family is not praying salah, shriek out, scream like the ceiling has fallen down, the roof is, I swear by Allah, scream like the roof has collapsed. Yes, that like your house is on fire, Jahannam fire is burning your house down. We say, see, my wife didn't pray, the husband doesn't say anything. You know, oh, leave it, they don't listen to me. The household members, the household. From the young age, put it into the air. Allah has not put anything else in the ears of a human being. Soon as the child is born, the child has just been born. Nothing has been told in his ears. Nothing's recited. And there's nothing. First and foremost, Allah made him understand that you are born, that you have to prostrate to me, Allah says. You are born because you have to prostrate to me. Any person who has iman, a child cannot be born without him having the adhan, the message of salah, put into his ear straight after birth. In the form of adhan, the message is given. That this is why you were created, this ajeeb point I'm telling you now, that I'm about to tell you. Listen carefully. That adhan, when it is called in the ear of the child is being made alert, prepared. Then the same way you have to do the work of the deen, you have to invite people to salah in your life. What's the meaning of adhan? Dai, propagator, inviter, disseminator, isn't it? So call through adhan. Allah could have said, pray salah. No. Allah gave a very unique action in the ear. What do we do? Wasn't adhan given in your ear? Wasn't it given in my ear? So we don't even pray salah ourselves. How are we going to call others? We're sitting at home. We don't tell our family members to pray. This is hukam, order. You have to pray. But what do you do on top of that? You have to give dawah to the whole dunya. When people in the world get lazy, call them towards salah. Qul anfusakum. Allah says, start from home. Children, I give you, first thing you do, don't worry about anything else, that you have to worry, how do I make my children pray salah? We develop our children for fame, status, high levels. Don't take what I'm saying badly. The child, if we don't make him pray salah, oh, we want to make him alim, a hafiz. A child, you don't worry about his salah, you're making him a muhaddith. All of these things are secondary. First and foremost, if you have a feeling for the deen, you feel the pain for the deen, then the first thing a parent will teach his child is what? Salah. Is this truth or dishonesty that I'm speaking? We become old. Everything we do in our life. But there are some people that sat at home, they're not praying salah. What a great hypocrisy and a hypocrite. We've given them other ulum. They are great ulum. Nur ala nur, yes. But the method of giving and taking is wrong. That it's a waste afterwards if a person's not praying salah. Is this not the case? Yes, all of this is just for fame and status. If he had pain, he had the love of Allah, he really felt something, he'd do nothing at all first. The link, it would have been created due to what? Say it loudly. Due to salah. Salah. Make my child this, my this, that, make him this, he'll study this. Nothing at all. Allah says, I don't want nothing else. I want a mu'min after iman. And what should he have? He should prostrate me, sujood, 5 times. Salah is a must. Will we pray? Inshallah. True honesty, honest truth. Will you make the people in your family pray? Will you feel the anger if they don't pray? Say it loudly. Yes. You won't feel anger? Then in front of you, if a person prays salah at home, if a person who you don't know much, if you don't pray, you'll feel unhappy. But for unhappiness, you'll give him dawah. I've told you adhan, that if the adhan was called in your ear, somebody gave the adhan in your ear, then it's impossible that inside you don't have that passion to pray salah. That must give him dawah for salam. This is not just for the Tablighi Jamaat brothers. This is a great work of the deen they're doing. But it's not just their task. Every mu'min is for him to do this work of the deen. Alhamdulillah. Anyone who's around you, anybody, pick out the hadith. Before you read hadith, tell people about salah. Someone's teaching Quran and hifz, you're teaching them Quran hifz. First give the fikr of what to your children? Salah is fard. You're making them do dhikr. Sufi sahab, what should he be worried about first and foremost? Salah. Namaz. Dhikr is not greater. Quran is not greater. Hadith are not greater. Rather, what is greatest? The action that Allah has made greatest. Allah said after iman, the greatest action is what? Salah. Salah. So what is all this? That everything we do after that, everything else, the extra optional things, they invite a person to pray salah. Allahu Akbar. They're there for dawah. Hadith will give dawah to you, pray salah. Quran will give dawah to you, pray salah. The maqsad is not Quran and hadith, memorization and end of the story, full stop. No. The objective is what? Regularity in salah. Salah. If you're not observing the objective of life and you're doing other things, then that becomes the worldly reasons, status and fame, doing it for showing off. It's a waste. When you introduce, oh, he's this and he's this and he's this. When somebody introduces somebody, that one word, do you pray 5 times? No, he doesn't pray. I say, then you go as well. I don't need to anything. If Allah Ta'ala sent you for that action, speak about that in the world. So it's easy for you to introduce, he's this, he's done this. Alhamdulillah, he prays 5 times, salah, he gives adhan, he goes to the masjid, he's this. Say that first. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. Do you understand what I'm saying? You don't understand. You don't understand? You don't understand? So you understand now what salah is? So, uloom, the knowledge that will be thrown back in our face and they will drag us into hellfire. They will say that you learnt me uloom, knowledge, hadith. Hadith, you didn't understand that you learnt hadith and the hadith was inviting you to salah. You thought that I'll learn hadith, I'll become a muhaddith, I'll become famous. The hadith will tell us this was not our link with you. Allah says if you read and learn hadith, I want you to learn how to pray salah. And the levels of salah, so many, so many. The amount of levels of paradise, they are the same if not more for salah. Because the levels of paradise will be attained due to what? Say loudly, salah. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. And salah, we don't understand. We have no care. After today, tell the children, if you don't pray, you're not eating. Will we do this? Yes. Stop speaking. And displeasure with the wife. And reduce the pocket money. No. Reduce the spending money. The person who prays salah, if you pray namaz, then I have a link with that person. And the person who doesn't do this, Allah Ta'ala say that you have no link with me, you have no pain in your heart for me. If you had love for me in your heart, Allah will say, Allah says, if you had a desire, that you know that you're a drama life. That you used to host dhikr, you did it for your own fame. For your greatness. Become a Sufi. Don't become anything. The objective of dhikr, Hazrat Sahib, my Sheikh said, that dhikr is not the objective. Dhikr is not the objective. Dhikr is the means to an end. Rujoo ila Allah. Focus on Allah. Turning to Allah. That's what dhikr is for. Do you understand what I'm saying? So this is the point we need to understand. That all ibadah, the greatest ibadah, worship, deed, action is what? The head of all deeds is what? Salah. Hadith says after iman, the most sacred action is what? Salah. This is hadith, as a Shaykh al-Hadith has commented on this. I'm not bringing this out of my pocket. These are many hadith in them about this. Another great hadith. The greatest deed in the vision of Allah is what? Salah. Salah. The person whose salah is correct after death, then all of his affairs will be correct. Allahu Akbar. Brothers, what else do we need to learn? Everything is based on salah. Success and failure is based on salah. Objective of life is salah. That's it. Understand, realize, and what a beautiful deed and task and action is salah. Allahu Akbar, Allah is greatest. Salah reaches to the highest level, my friends. Salah is such a great, fantastic. I'm talking about one salah. That you come now, you just prayed Maghrib, isn't it? Salah will take you to that level. To that level, and you will attain this hadith I'm repeating to you, that when an individual prays salah, when he prays one salah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala eliminates all of his sins. All of his sins. Subhanallah. Tell me, what a fantastic action is salah. Brilliant action. It eliminates all of the sins. As Usman radiyallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him, he narrated a hadith. He said, I was on a journey. As Salman al-Farsi radiyallahu anhu was with him. And you will have read this hadith. Subhanallah. They were traveling. He said, I was traveling. He was traveling. As we were traveling along, he said, we saw there was a tree. And he stopped. And he shook that tree. And it was autumn weather, and the leaves fell off. He said, the other company said, Hazrat, what's this action you've done whilst you were walking and you shook the tree and all the leaves fell off? He said that, yes, I have just implemented a sunnah. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. They said, what sunnah is this? Look how they remember the sunnahs. We don't even wear imamah. Tell me. Why? Someone says, I've got a headache. Someone says, oh, it's another reason, another reason. Oh, servants of Allah, one day in your life you've wasted without imamah. Are you going to waste the rest of the days of your life? Tell me. One day that has passed in your life in which the sunnah of Rasulullah ﷺ, you discarded, you abandoned, you didn't wear the imamah. What a massive loss in that day. But we have become so stubborn that it doesn't affect us, that what is the loss we are suffering. The dunya, if in the dunya, if we have social security, the money that we get, yes, the whole department they've made from morning until evening, they work in that department, the Department for Social Security, we phone, why did you pay me £5 less? I got five. Why did you give me money for three? Ask those who work. 24 hours that department runs, and people's complaints, I got money for three children less. Oh, mu'min, you've never thought that one day in your life, such a great sunnah, you lived your life without such a great sunnah. The thawab that Allah had apportioned, 100 shaheed, the thawab I'm going to give you, Allah says. And you live one day in your life without this sunnah, what a great ni'mah for the human being, that he made a habit in his life, alhamdulillah, for this sunnah. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. That he didn't go into stubbornness arguments. Those people who argue about the sunnah, they don't want to do amal. They make out excuses. They make excuses for not praying salah. They have not left any deed. Shaitan's left no deed without excuses. So 100 shaheed, if you revive one sunnah. So the person who prays five salah with the sunnah from morning till night, he won't leave home until he doesn't put the crown on his head. Then imagine on every footstep he gets 100 shaheed thawab. Say subhanallah. This is deen. Deen. This is Islam. This is why Allah has sent us to Masjid to learn. Allah has made these majalis to learn this deen. Allah has made people, muhaddith, scholars, aqabirin, pious predecessors, to teach us these points. Not to look at our faces when we come to the gathering. Look at each other's faces. We come to the majlis to learn deen. Islamic way of life. How to practice. You know, we cry, I didn't get enough payout. Why did I get paid £3 less? Why? My child was this old. I used to do this job. You know, I've spoken to those brothers who were there. Said, don't ask me people. They cry for £3. I said, subhanallah. And a mu'min doesn't cry. 100 shaheed thawab they've wasted for not wearing a imamah. Will you wear a imamah from today? Shall I give you a imamah? You give honest truth. Has anyone got imamah to wear? Have you got? I'll bring one right now. Those who don't have imamah on their heads, I'll give you the imamah to wear today. That's it. Everyone else is your choice. 100 shaheed thawab, one reward. Then second, you pray salah with the imamah. Now your salah stayed at a low level. Every level you get from what in the akhirah? From the Quran. From fasting. Everything, the greatest reward in Jannah, you will get the highest reward in Jannah. Mulana sahab, for what? Due to what? Say loudly. Due to salah. And that salah, we just waste it. Toss it to the side. What how shaitan influences when you come to salah, a person before he comes to salah, he should prepare beforehand that my salah, I want to elevate to the highest and highest levels. There's only one way to do that, that my salah, if I pray my salah according to the sunnah, if I pray it and mix it with the sunnah, then my salah will elevate, increase. And the angels, when they leave, they will bear witness, salah, this individual, he had yaqeen and belief in your words that Jannah is there and there's hellfire. There's Jannah, Nalfa, Jannatul Haq, and Naharul Haq, Muhammadul Haq, Sa'atul Haq. Subhanallah. This is the deen. This is the call of the angels. And those who people make excuses, they'll say, come here, you have no yaqeen, you've made a habit to leave the deen. What will he say? What will she say? They had yaqeen that salah has levels, they'll take you to the heights, they would have been careful, they would use miswak. Miswak takes your salah high. Your labas takes your salah high. The more you prepare and think like this, then my salah, how will it be elevated? Then you would prepare 100% according to sunnah. Not to show people, but for what? So that we can take the darajat due to salah. That what guarantee is there that me and you, when will maut come? Death can come any time. Does death give you advance warning? I will come at this time, on this day. Our qabrin, they pass away just like this. Does anyone know? No. Nobody knows when death will come. You get advance warning. If you'll come, death, say, I told you, you wasted your time. 100 shaheed thawab reward you could have obtained. Why did you take imam off? I was ashamed from that person. Look. That person you were ashamed about from, what's he doing now? What's he doing now? Now will he come and give you something for the hereafter, the person you're ashamed for? Will he elevate your status in your grave? Will he give you high level in Jannah? Oh foolish man, you were ashamed of him. You didn't care about your Rabb, what he said. You didn't listen to the words of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of Allah's Habib. So will you wear imamah? Will you? Shall I give it to you? So we distribute it? Okay, give. Yes, take off and give us a gift. Subhanallah. Those people who don't have imam, put your hands up. If Allah gives tawfiq, put the imam on now. MashaAllah. Allah will be so happy that subhanallah, this man, he understood my message. In his heart, he's got iman, he's got yaqeen, he's got haq. Everything's come in. And he wants that 100 shaheed thawab reward. And inshallah, show him the mirror, the look how his face has changed. Show him now. Baba Ji, he knows 70 times we've seen him. I swear by Allah, I cannot recognize him now. He's got the imam. He's the same man. I swear by Allah. Tell me. Angels wear this libas. Angels from the heavens, they descend. They don't descend unless they've got imam on their head. Why? We say, I'm ashamed. Ummate Rasul, we're going to the ummah and we're ashamed. If we don't wear imam, how can we go meet the ummah? Allah's Nabi. So their faces have changed. Tell me. This brother, he stayed there. Why? What's that? Why is he left off? No, we're good. So, okay. What was I saying? Salah. Do you understand what I'm saying? Salah is such a great action. Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu, he was asked, why did you, Hazrat, shake this tree? Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu replied that, I don't know, I did it, I just implemented the sunnah, and mashallah, on this hadith we will distribute the imamas. Subhanallah. Mashallah. Thank you. He said, I was going along with the Holy Prophet one day, and he's telling his event now, his history. He said, as I was with the Prophet, I walked past this tree. It was a dry tree. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went forward and he shook that tree and all the leaves fell off. So the Prophet asked me, Salman, do you know why did I shake this tree? And look at the answer of the companions. Say, Allah and his Rasul know best. Allah, they're looking with their eyes. They said, our eyes can be deceived, but what comes out of your blessed mouth, that is the truth. Subhanallah. So we are also ummah of his. What's happened to us? Allah's Nabi is saying that you will get 100 shaheed thawab. This is my beloved attire, dress, and you will get 70 times more thawab for your namaz. If you wear imamah, every salah you get 70 times more. If you wear this in Jummah, you'll get 70 times more Jummah thawab. What a difference. So why are we monkeys? Why we monkeys? Allah Ta'ala, please make a yaqeen like this, that the next moment in our life, the next day may come like this, that we live our lives according to the words of the Prophet, that we can practice this easily, that we don't. There's no loss in this. There's no loss in this. So what's the difference? Allahu Akbar. So then, he replied that Allah and his Rasul and Rasulullah said, Salman, I want to explain something to you. This is a message for the ummah that's coming. Look at the karam, the message. What is it? that this tree I shook for this reason, the leaves fell off, and the leaves fall off. This is the example, the similitude, the meaning of the hadith. The example I'm giving to you is of such a great ibadah, worship action, that without this action, a Muslim has no other way, no path. I'm explaining to you that this is a great deed, that when a mu'min prays salah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes from his body the sins, just like these leaves fell off the tree. Subhanallah. For each salah. So shouldn't we cry over our children? They don't pray and they're sitting with sins and eating with us. He sat with me, she sat with me, my son, my daughter, they don't pray salah. And a person who's against the deen is sitting with me. Shouldn't we cry? Only that person cries when he has yaqeen on Allah's words and Rasulullah's words. Those who have drama in their life, munafiqeen, hypocrites, oh, is this for me, is that for me? Because they want them to attain dunya for them. What I should say is, my son, even if he's nothing, if my daughter is nothing, but Allah, make them pray salah. Ask this from Allah. Allah made the Kaaba, the place for sujood. Ibrahim alayhi salam, his son, Rabbi jalni muqimus salati wa min dhurriyati. Subhanallah. What did Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam do dua for? Khalilullah, the friend of Allah. What dua did he make? That he knew the whole world will come into prosperity. He raised his hands. He said, Allah, give me this, make my son this, make my children this, give them material. He asked for nothing else. What a great dua he performed. He took the mu'mineen that don't ask anything from Allah for your children. Make them doctors, engineers, scientists, this, X, Y, Z. Don't ask for anything else. If you are father, then from the young age, prepare them for one action. Say, Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Only one action prepare the children for that I sent you for to the earth. There's no need to make him a doctor. Rizq, he'll get wealth. Rizq, don't worry about wealth. Wherever I give him wealth from, if I make him a fakir, a poverty stricken, if I make him a laborer, mazdoor, I swear by Allah, if he prays salah, then he's better than thousands of educated, so-called educated people. He's more respectful and izzadar than them. Sit with him and eat chapatis and food. But don't sit down and eat with a well-educated man. In his dry chapati and bread will be barakat, that your children will become walis of Allah. Say, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Do you enjoy what I'm saying? This is deen. Deen. Yes, is our deen been refreshed? This is the reason for coming to this masjid and sitting down. No other reason. That's the niyah I came to. So I can charge myself and you can charge yourself. Tell me now. What deception we're living in. So don't make noise after my son was this, my daughter was this, my daughter's done this and that. One thing to say, Allah, I'm thousands of times before you cry, as Ibrahim alayhi salam asked, and I'm going to ask for the same for my children, for my son, Rabbi jali muqima salati wa min dhurriyati. Rabbana wa taqabbal du'a. Allah, please listen to my dua. Ya Allah, accept my dua. Rabbana taqabbal dua. Allah, whatever you're giving to me, as soon as my child is born, Allah, instill into them the awareness of salah. Why? Because salah, if there comes in their life, barakah in the home, blessings in the home, and illumination in the home, ronak will come, iman will come, belief will come, certainty will come, Quran will come, hadith will come, Bukhari will come, siha sita, everything, alhamdulillah. My child, if he's praying salah, then everything will come in my child's life. So will we make our children pray salah? Don't worry about other things. Oh, I want to show off in front of people. If you show off, then you're the biggest munafiq and hypocrite. That you sit down and you proclaim your children are this. And show off your children that they pray salah. Because Ibrahim alayhi salam did this. He did this dua with happiness. Say, my son pray salah. Alhamdulillah. Allah's fadal. Allah's karam. My children pray 5 times a day. Praise in the masjid. Show this off for your children. Is it? Yeah. Have I heard this? Have you ever heard this before? People have told me. My son is this. One son does this. The other son does this. He's got this job. Haven't you learned dunya in your life? Haven't you studied? They ask. He's telling me. Me. Haven't you taught anything else to your son? Apart from namaz, where have you sent him? Deen. He's this. Look at my son. He's educated. He studied this degree, that they say. They're asking me, haven't you taught your son anything else? Look at the yaqeen. I said, everyone's got yaqeen. We are sinners. But Allah Ta'ala told us, make your children pray salah. So if he becomes a person, pray salah. But who wants to become a namazi today? Do a degree in namaz. Our job is to work hard on it. We can't make them at least have anger and pain and frustration and fikr and concern. That's what we've been sent for. That do you want me to be zaleel and wretched in the hereafter, my children? I want no wealth from you. Pray salah. Look at those fathers. Look at the father's, I put my hands together, please take money from me, I don't want nothing from you, whatever you're going to become successful, the people don't even think about their children, I want to take money from my children, you'll earn for me. He cannot be a father, he's a tajir, a businessman. Mother and father think, my son will grow up, he'll work like this, he'll give me this money, that money, this much wealth will come, and he'll make this much wealth, he'll make an asset for me. He's a tajir father, tajir mother. They've reared the children for tajir. Father is he who has reared his children for the sake of Allah, for their Rabb. And the mother and father, don't they instill the recognition to children, I did this for you, I did that for you, you did nothing for your children. Allah gave you responsibility, Allah gave you a son, Allah gave you a duty, and it's your duty that you have to fulfill. It's not your favor on your children. What's your benefit of father? Allah will give to you that you have fulfilled the task that Allah gave to you. If you planted this tree correctly, it will go with you, the plants. If you make him a thief, a bandit, a child who doesn't pray salah, who loves the dunya, then you'll get the punishment for that. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Yes, so we are businessmen, mother and fathers today. He earns this much thousand. My son, he earns this much salary a month. And she earns that much a month. And the third daughter makes this and he's made a house and she's got a shop. They forget these kinds of parents. They're businessmen parents. Businessmen. They're counting the cash. No. First class father says to his son and daughter, I don't want nothing from you. My walid, my father told me. He said, I don't want no money from you in my life, my son. I'm not a businessman. He said, I don't want nothing from you. Totally independent. And such people, their money doesn't reduce. Rather, they give their parents money. MashaAllah, they give the barakah to their parents' wealth. And those who are the tajir businessmen, they beg. They say, my son will earn, he'll make a house for me, he'll make assets for me, when I get old, he'll feed me and provide for me. Allah has given us a beautiful dua for old age to Rasulullah. That, oh Allah, in my old age, give me a beautiful age and give me khair, khatam. That's the dua. And you'll get the best age with the best rizq. Inshallah. This is a treasure of the Lord. This is the pension, I'm telling you, the dua for pension. This is the pension dua. We don't have yakin on this. I swear by Allah, do this dua. The Allah, give me khair in this dunya and give khair amli wa akhirahu. Allah, my final moments in life, give me independence, give me khair and goodness. Allah, you give me the pension in my old age. Allah will say, don't worry, that your money will never end, you will get more. I'll give you hajj, I'll give you umrah, I'll give you zakat, I'll give you sadaqat. Everything you'll be able to distribute, your money will never finish, never end. Never. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Is your battery being charged today, tell me? Isn't it, Mulana sahab? Is your battery being charged? Namaz. And now I feel like today talking about salah, isn't it? What a great satisfaction we're getting today, isn't it? About speaking about salah. What great enjoyment we're getting, isn't it? Subhanallah. So salah is the greatest deed, the greatest action, the greatest deed and the greatest task, and the greatest deed given to the ummah. Is there anything greater than this? In salah, we get all the solutions. We're speaking to Allah and you're speaking to Rasulullah. At-tahiyyatu lillahi wa salawatu wa tayyibatu. As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyu. Ayyuhan nabiyu. Oh, Prophet of Allah. Yeah. So this is now, I'm not going to go into dispute and difference of opinion now. Yeah. What is ya? Oh, this, oh, that. The person who's in front of you. Oh, brother. Oh, this person. Other person. What are we saying? As-salamu alayka. Ya ayyuhan nabiyu. Yeah. So we're calling out. Yes, so Allah, that we're addressing, that Allah is making us revise and repeat this statement, isn't it? But Allah Ta'ala sometimes also gives a maqam to His awliya, to His friends. Allah opens the hearts, that ya, they get the response and they get the answer on the oh. So this is according to Imam, those who pray salah with their mama, then they get this discussion, say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Darajat Allah Ta'ala increases due to the imama. At-tahiyyatu lillahi wa salawatu wa tayyibatu. As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyu. Now get to Medina, Subhanallah. Subhanallah. You stood in front of the rawda, the holy fence. Those people who spend passport, dirty money, they go there, they're not there. But the person who sat in the masjid, what masjid is this? Masjid al-Falah, he's sitting, praise Salah. When he say this, then the doors open and he stood in front of the rawda. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Say Subhanallah. Who delivers this? Namaz. Who brought us to that point? Namaz. End of salah. That your ziyarah has been performed. Rasulullah, you've discussed with him. Now ask what you want. Subhanallah. Open permission. Ask what you want. رَبَّنَا أَتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Allah, you showed me everything. You give me salah with respect. Depart, take me from this world. So make me respectful in this world and in the akhirah. Allah, I don't want to be dependent on anyone this world nor in the hereafter. I don't want to ask from anyone this world nor in the hereafter. Allah, I want to keep on remembering you here and in the hereafter. There was a pious elder. He said, why do you cry? He said, I cry for one reason. I'll tell you the honest truth here. Allah, walis of Allah, great events. That he, mashallah, he said that, why do you cry? You cry so much. He said, I'll tell you the reason. Don't tell anyone. He said, I cry for this reason, that when Allah Ta'ala will take me to paradise, then how will I pray salah there? Subhanallah. He said, how will I pray my salah in Jannah? So I do dua, Allah, please give me an opportunity to pray salah in Jannah. That's how much he loved salah. Subhanallah. He's not asking for anything. What do we ask for? Hurum maqsuratum fil khayam. Allah, give me the hur that sat in the pile. What's he asking for? Salah, namaz. That's how much love he had. His son, do you think he doesn't pray salah? Can his daughter not pray salah? No, we don't have in our desire, heart and heart, for our children to pray salah. We don't have a desire. Do we? Have desire, Allah will give to you. If you have the desire, Allah will give to you. Immediately, because Allah has made the hearts for his love, for his desire, for no other reason. So this is salah. The time is now for dhikr, so let me reduce the discussion, then we'll discuss this again, we'll repeat it again. So salah, Allah has given us a preparation for salah. Salah, which is the greatest deed that Allah has given us for ibadah, that's why Allah created us to worship Him. The simple point that we are living in this world, and there's shaitan, bad actions and fraud and sins, we're stuck in this world, aren't we? Allah Ta'ala knew that this person who's in the dunya, you'll get disturbances from the dunya. You'll be disturbed, affected. In my mind, in your mind, there's disturbance, difficulties, depression, worries, difficulties. So we can't pray or worship purely, can we? For example, you go, you argue with someone, there's a fight, or there's guests that suddenly come home. You won't enjoy things when there are problems. For example, if the guests are at home. Yeah, the good people, you know them, but there's no enjoyment because there's a problem. You just had an argument with people you knew, or difficulties in business. Will you feel like doing any action? Worship? No. That a person, can he worship when he's got worries and distresses? There's no enjoyment. There's no enjoyment. To do a deed, a task, you feel in your heart that I want to be set and purified. You go to sleep. Will you feel like sleeping when you're upset and worried? You won't feel like sleeping. What do? We take a sleeping tablet so that I can get temporary bliss and sleep for a few hours, isn't it? So what we realize is that for peace and blessings, we don't want disturbance. We don't want distress, because when we have no distress and disturbance, then we can implement the action with a very nice way. Understand the point I'm saying, so that you can come to the understanding of what I'm going to say. Do you understand what I'm saying? Allah has told us that in the dunya, to do any action successfully, you want to do it nicely, smoothly. You're eating. Yeah? So will you eat, for example, if there's a disturbance around you? No, I want to eat with ease. Please, we'll eat after Isha, after all the tasks of the day are finished. We'll sit down and eat with ease, and there's no salah in between. People do this, don't they? When do you eat? I eat after Isha. So nicely and easily, smoothly. I want to enjoy my meal. People do this, innit? Because you feel like that you do good actions in a nice and smooth way. So Allah has given us hukum for the akhirah. And Allah Ta'ala says that I feel, what I want for you is that when you do my ibadah, I want you to do my ibadah for me smoothly, nicely, with peace and tranquility. Not that you're praying salah, you're thinking X, Y, Z, fasting, children problems, family problems, business problems. There's no enjoyment, is there? Because you're in front of Allah. And especially the special ibadah of salah, Allah Ta'ala doesn't want at all. Allah says, it's not my style, the style of salah. Allahu Akbar. You say Allahu Akbar and you are detached from the world. My face is facing the Kaaba. Allahu Akbar. World disappears. I swear by Allah, the pious people, they said, we don't even know where we're standing at that time. All night long passes and we're detached from the world. Soon as we say Allahu Akbar and we are facing the Kaaba, all we see is the Kaaba and we're enjoying the Kaaba. Subhanallah. And they're saying it's like an injection. You know, if you have to amputate somebody's hand or leg, they say, when I start 2 rakah salah, then amputate my leg, because I can't feel anything else. Subhanallah, because they're intoxicated by salah. Allah, salah, when you are praying salah, all emotions and attachment to the dunya disappears. And we, Allahu Akbar, my work, my business, shop, arguments, swear him, rush to him, do this for him. And then the last sajda, until that time, we're thinking about business, money, stock, and we're back in our shop in salah. And then we do salam. Allah says, okay, fine, you prayed salah physically, but there's no enjoyment in this salah, is there? Allah says, I know. I know that's not his fault. Because I'm Rabb, your Lord, that you have problems in your mind, you have difficulties that need to come out. The worries, and yeah, he's bopped up and down praying Salah, but he's not enjoyed it. And the poor soul, he's got issues in life. He's got job issues, life issues, disputes, or shaitan, he doesn't leave his side. He keeps on taking him to his wrongs. So Allah says, no problem. I will give you a solution. So if you understand what I'm saying, if you like it, say Subhanallah loudly if you like what I'm saying. Not right now. First listen to what I'm going to say, then Subhanallah. Okay, Allahu Akbar. So Allah said, now what I desire, what I want is that when you come to me to pray Salah, to read Namaz, this is Sufi Sahib. So my servant should come and says, when he says Allahu Akbar, then it's just me and him. Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So what should we do, Allah, to get to that state? Dunya is too much in our lives, in our hearts and minds. Let's give you a solution. الَّذِينَ تَتْمَيْنَ قُلُوبِنَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ Subhanallah. Subhanallah. You didn't understand? Subhanallah. الَّذِينَ أَمْنُوا تَتْمَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَتْمَيْنَ الْقُلُوبِ Subhanallah. Do you understand now what is dhikr? Allah has announced in the Quran that if you want to do iman purely, concentration, satisfaction, tranquility, when your heart will have tranquility, then your salah will have tranquility. When your heart has smoothness, then your salah will have smoothness. Subhanallah. When your heart will be paying attention, then your salah will be paying attention. So how will this happen? Allah says, all distresses to eliminate them, I will create such an action, that when you do the action, the effect of the action, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ The Mufassirin commentators have done tafsir, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ The effect of dhikr, just like water, it gives coolness, doesn't it? Water, when it's hot, heat gives heat. The sun gives heat, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ Then dhikr of Allah has instilled the quality, the characteristics inside dhikr. They are this, one and only, what? That dhikr, as soon as you do dhikr, then inside your heart and mind and body, you'll get satisfaction and peace and blessings. We've taken this a different way. We think that when we do dhikr, depression will go far, problems will go far. No, no, no. This tatma'inna, Allah says, this is a different tranquility, contentment. الَّذِينَ تَتْمَعِنَّ Allah says, this is a different tranquility. Different peace is linked to salah. Salah. So what does Allah Ta'ala say about salah? Allah is saying, salah after iman, the greatest action is what, Mulana Sahib? Salah. And here Allah is saying, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا تَتْمَعِنَّ After iman, the greatest, just like salah is the greatest action. So Allah says, the greatest action is the dhikr of Allah after iman. After iman. Do you understand? So it's stated, if you desire this, that you totally want to be immersed whilst you're praying salah, focusing on Allah, and you come towards me with the highest level of concentration, you forget everything else, do one action, the action that I've given to you, attach yourself to that, then you will succeed and you will continue to succeed. That's why the friends of Allah, they say do dhikr, initiate dhikr in your life. Do you understand the reason for dhikr? That's why dhikr is lazim, essential dhikr. Is the salah, if you do salah, if you do dhikr, your salah will become good. If you do salah is good, Allah will be happy. If you, Allah is happy, your hereafter will be blessed. That's what we have to do. Correct our salahs in our life. Dhikr is not the objective. Dhikr is the means. It's the remedy. Allah has given this remedy that with this action of dhikr, I'll take your wasawis out, whispering of shaitan out, your problems out. Wasta'inu bi sabri wa salah. Salah, prayer, Allah Ta'ala stated, such a fantastic action, Allah has given us greatest solutions in salah. Total majma gathering, that when a person prays with 100% commitment and focus, that all of the difficulties of the world, if a person's got, when he prays salah, he forgets all of his difficulties, all of her difficulties. That's the level our salah should be on. So to attain this, what ilaj, what cure has Allah Ta'ala given? Say loudly. Dhikr Allah. That's it. That's the link, the connectivity. So Allah said, do dhikr, your salah will be elevated, your hereafter will be elevated. Morning and evening, do dhikr. That's it. Yeah, morning and evening, remember me. Allah says, sit down, focus, do maraqabah, learn dhikr from the friend of Allah, Hazrat, teach me dhikr. Allah Ta'ala has taught you dhikr. That's it. Sit down with ease, morning and evening. Be regular. Don't bring anything else into it. Wahid thing that I need to correct my salah. I'm doing dhikr to correct my salah, to improve my salah. You should have one full process that I'm doing dhikr for the islah of my salah. My salah is not correct yet. The salah doesn't have the quality. They should have, when I do dhikr, then my salah will float and fly to the heavens. The Quran's telling us this. The person whose salah is made, then his everything is made. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq and ability and capability. Ameen.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين شفيع المرسلين طه وياسين الحبيب الأمين اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد نبي الأمي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وزرياته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وهزلنا وجدنا وخطونا وعمدنا كل ذلك عندنا اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمت ما اخرت ما اسررت ما علمت ما اسفت وانت اعلم به انت المقدم وانت المؤخر لا اله الا انت اللهم اعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم اعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم اعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان وادخلنا جنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.